the referee blows the full-time whistle, and as Derry Loughnane have progressed to the next stage of the Ulster Intermediate Championship, winning by 3 points against Terman, but the Tyrone champions showed their class and their quality at times in this game when it was needed. On reflection, 9 minutes on the clock, Terman were leading 1-4 to no score, with Patrick Fagan getting the goal for Terman. But after that, Derry Loughnane took charge for the other 21 minutes of the first half, where they had 7 unanswered scores, 4 of which came from the man of the match today, Thomas Kearney. At the break, it was level 1-4 to 7. Terman, just like they did in the first half, started the brightest in the second half with the opening 2 scores from John James Sweeney and Jack Alcorn. But after that, Derry Loughnane again took charge of the game. Thomas Kearney was a total class on his own up top. He scored their goal. He ended the game with 1-6. And by the time we hit the closing 5 minutes, Derry Loughnane had hit the front in this game and were leading by 5, 1-11 to 1-6. There may have been 2 scores by Terman towards the close of the game to see it out, but as we said at the start there, Derry Loughnane showing their quality today, why they are our Tyrone champions. And listen, when you have a player like Thomas Kearney, you always have an advantage, so you do, and it's the Tyrone side that progress and won through this fixture today. But Terman will be disappointed, because they showed during this game as well, Brendan, that they could match the Tyrone side.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt about it, Derry Loughnane were the better team on the evening, so they were. Oisin played the more controlling football for longer periods during the game, and the reality is that Terman went 23 minutes I think in the first half without a score, and 24 minutes in the second half without a score, and you don't have them scoring droughts in a game and expect to come out the right side of the result. That said, it was a really brave performance from this young Terman team. I thought they played really well at times. They battled really hard. There's so much youth and so much athleticism within the team, and they can have a bright future. They really tried and they gave everything they had for their club this year. They're proud that they won the Intermediate Championship in Donegal, but they just lacked that bit of physicality, I felt, at crucial times in the game, and Derry Loughnane were able to dictate and control the game for large periods. So they were, for Terman, I thought Conor Cassidy at 6 played really well for them. Jamie Grant, Bobby McGettigan, Ryan McFadden all had their moments, but they needed to be more sustained for longer periods in the game. And you know, we spoke before the throwing, Oisin, about the scoring impact of the full forward line that Terman possessed, particularly with Darren McDade and Denham McCormick, and they didn't really get that today. Terman didn't get that from them today. I think Darrow kicked the last free there. That was his first score of the game, and is that
credit to the defence of Derry Loughnane?
Yeah, I think they obviously had their homework done, and they knew that I'd say 80% of the scores prior to today from Terman came from that inside line. They shut that down and closed off that threat and dealt with it really well. They have a lot of quality through their team, Derry Loughnane, but that man that you mentioned, Thomas Kearney, was hugely impressive. So he was, and you know, he looked a real thorn to side. Ricky Galler had a real tough evening trying to control him, so he did. I thought maybe that he could have got a bit more protection at times, maybe when they were out of possession. He was left very exposed on him, and Thomas Kearney punished him for that respect, so he did. But listen, Terman, as I said, can take an awful lot out of it. They've had a good year. They've a hugely young team. They're going up to senior football next year. They've learnt a lot, so they have, and they'll take a lot. They'll learn a lot from this lesson here tonight. They know the challenges that lie ahead of them over the next 12 months in senior football in Donegal, so they do, and they'll continue to progress, so they will, and they can be proud of their efforts this year, Oisin.
Okay, so it's all over. The Ulster journey comes to an end at the first hurdle for Terman. Many thanks to Gavin and his team at O'Donnell Fuels for supporting our coverage of Terman through the Intermediate Championship and here tonight in their Ulster fixture as well. But it didn't work out for Terman, despite that dream start in the opening 10 minutes. But congratulations to Derry Loughnane. The Tyrone champions progress through to the next stage. We will have reaction for you shortly. Pádraig Hulford is on duty over on the other side of the pitch. We'll get some reaction from the Terman camp, and indeed from the Derry Loughnane camp with Francis Mooney, and that will be available shortly on our website, highlandradio.com.